Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 6, 2023. How can we get the creator's answer? Question: what should the preparation for the request to the creator include, and how can we verify that we have really achieved attunement with him? Answer: this can be checked according to whether the creator answers you or not. If you feel yourself with the group and with the Creator as one, then he has accepted you, he has answered you. And if you do not feel this, then you must continue to work on connecting with the group and the Creator. Ask for connection with the Creator, merging with him through merging with friends. Don't forget that. If the friends are not included in your request, then the Creator will not hear it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 22, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent. Deceive the will to receive. Question: my desire for Lishma is a tiny fraction compared to the desire for pleasures on which I depend. What can convince me? Answer: only the connection with the ten that yearns for mutual connection between them can convince you. In this way you deceive your will to receive because you feel that your egoism, your desires for pleasure, are standing in front of you. But you are offered to connect with the friends, rise with their help, and overcome this obstacle. As far as you can become as one man with one heart, that will be your good luck. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 23, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. For Bri blinds the eyes of the wise. Before whom to tremble? Question: should awe before friends come before awe of the Creator? Answer: fear before the friends and fear before the Creator are interrelated. To reach real fear before him, you can start with fear before the friends and then move on to the fear before the Creator, and vice versa. This fear is necessary because it increases a person's connection with the group. Our most important task is to connect with the friends and through them, all of us together with the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 19, 2023. Writings of Rabash. Who needs to know that a person withstood a test? A perceptual connection. In other words, we observe Torah and mitzvot because we want to please him, to give him contentment, for it is the nature of those who love that the love obligates them to want to bring them contentment. Rabash, Article Number 28, 1989. Who needs to know that a person withstood the test? Question: if I do not feel the Creator, I do not feel my friends. How can I practically work with the pleasure mentioned in the article? Answer: the fact is that when you are among friends, and even when you are far from them in your feelings, you have to imagine all the time how you are getting closer to them, how you are becoming closer and closer to each other. And from your inner feelings, you should choose those common feelings in which you come into contact with each other. Try to feel the perceptual connection. Question: how can I check that joy comes from getting closer to the Creator? Answer: it depends on the friends. You should approach the Creator together and experience a sense of joy and pleasure because the Creator fills your common desire. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 19, 2023. Writings of Rabash. Who needs to know that a person withstood a test? From the position of the righteous. Question: how can we regret that we are not in perfection in order to exit the state of the wicked into the state of the righteous? Answer: we must learn to justify the Creator in all our states and yearn for complete adhesion with him. Therefore, you should regret that you are not in this state yet. Question: if we have some lack and we raise a prayer, does it mean that it always comes from the position of the wicked? Answer: no. Not only the wicked, it can also be from the position of the righteous when you feel good in the world of the Creator, and you want to thank him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 17, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is support in the Torah, in the work? The answer to all troubles. Victor writes, "You Jews were given the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. Please explain why the commandments that cannot be fulfilled were given? If possible, concretely. Even if not all ten, at least these four, in my opinion, are the most burning. Do not kill, we kill. Do not steal, we steal godlessly. Do not speak of your neighbor with false testimony. Everything today is built on this, to slander another. Do not commit adultery, that is all we do. Why are impossible commandments given? Answer, it is so that we can see that we would like to fulfill them, but we cannot. And if we ask the Creator, He will give us strength, and then we can." Question, what should be the result? You thereby prove that they are impossible for a person to fulfill? Answer, just for a person, no. Without the help of the Creator, absolutely not. They are intentionally given in such a way as not to be fulfilled and to ask the Creator to help. Question, is there any hope that they will ever be fulfilled? Answer, when the Creator responds to our request. Question, so it should be the request of all requests? Answer, yes, such a cry. Question, today, it seems this cry is maturing. Don't you have that feeling? Answer, no. People have experienced such disasters, nothing will calm them down. Question, are these commandments given to the whole world? Answer, in general, yes. Only the order of execution is important. First we have to fulfill them, and then the whole world. Question, so it is not for nothing that they were given to this nation so that it would be the first to fulfill them and then pass it on to the world? Is this its main mission? Answer, yes, it is its mission. And therefore, and all the nations of the world will be blessed in you. Question, if they are fulfilled, what will the world be like then? Answer, in principle, the world will be different. The world will be stricter. The world will be more restrained. The world will be drier and more open. In general, there will be many opposites that we will need to balance. There should simply be a direct connection with the laws of nature, with the Creator. This is a very strong response to any sicknesses of man and humanity. Question, what is the spiritual meaning of these commandments? Thou shalt not kill, what does this mean from a spiritual point of view? Answer, you have to be responsible for the existence of another person. Our egoism constantly pushes us to start showing ourselves egotistically cruel. And we have to dodge it. That is what all these commandments are. Question, can we say that these are commandments that constantly divert from the use of egoism? Answer, yes. Question, at the same time, you say that egoism will not be destroyed, it is not killed? Answer, no. Life cannot exist without it. Question, that is, it is life and it is impossible to kill it. Do we have to maneuver all the time? Until the end? Answer, until the last moment of life's existence. Question, so these commandments will exist until the last moment? Answer, of course. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 26, 2023. Grab hold of the friends. Question, if I feel that I am falling, that darkness is coming, and I am holding on to the Creator, can I feel gratitude and joy in this darkness? Answer, yes, only by holding on to the Creator after you connect with your friends. Question, how can you grab hold of your friends from the darkness? Answer, it seems to you that it is easier to hold on to the Creator than to the friends. In fact, this is not the case. If you cling to your friends and want to be together with them as one man with one heart, then from this state you can also cling to the Creator. Otherwise, you will not have the right preparation to come close to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 14, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam II states. The Creator reads our hearts. Question: what kind of heart does the Creator want? Answer: the Creator wants to feel the hearts that love Him. These are the hearts of those who want to unite for the sake of subsequent adhesion with Him. Question: how can our egoistic hearts show love for the Creator and feel it? Answer: only through feelings, otherwise there is no way. After all, the Creator understands, feels, and reads our hearts. If you have a feeling of love for the Creator, then it will be manifested. The Creator will help it manifest, and so much so that you will feel it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 22, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent. From Absolute Darkness. Question: recognition of evil disarms a person, and he understands that evil is a complete lack of love. Since there is no light of love, there is no strength to do anything because you are in absolute darkness. What should one do in this state? Answer: you should ask, and ask, and nothing else. There is no such thing that there is no strength at all. It means that you have no connection with the group. If you have a good connection with your 10, there is strength for any revelation. You should strengthen your connection with the group and turn to the Creator from there. When a person asks only for himself, the Creator does not answer him. It is necessary to ask from the point of connection in the group. Although it seems difficult to us, we must do just that. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 20, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. He will save them from the hand of the wicked.